Wednesday, June 12th. It's good to have you here with us. Thanks for waking up, starting your day, commuting with us here on the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We have no internet today, so what about your phones? Well, yeah, but that's a little spotty too, so we might be sparse on details, just big picture stuff today, like this happened, that happened. Go get details on your own. We will do our show best as we can. We already had to kick one segment out, but we will get to who stole what from Floyd and how it wound up on, it wound up on Facebook. Panel full of ladies to get qualified for Vegas. You're running out of opportunities to do that. We'll see you Saturday at Ralphie's. You lost your ring stories. You can pop one on Facebook in just a couple of minutes. We'll take calls and comments after 8:30. And Allie from Fox will be on to talk about the event you might have heard on the show already, Discovering Good Grief of Northwest Ohio. That's after 9 today. A busy show, internet or not, 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. If you'd like to be the first texter in, go ahead and fire away, 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Good morning. It's 5:48. It's Eric Chase and the one and only, the iconic Floyd.
Hey. Hello.
We get to our news around 6:30.
Yes.
And in that, in case you won't be here, free parking downtown is going away in 6 months. It'll kick off in January of next year.
I saw in the news report this morning that it's going to be phasing itself and coming sometime in 2020. So yeah. Sometime in 2020 is actual 2020, January 1st. Huh?
I know that I don't ever want to be like get that top fan distinction on any of our news sources like 13ABC or WTOL or The Blade on Facebook, because you've gone into a place where you might not be able to come back from when you comment on a news source's Facebook page. I mean, it's just asking to be in a fruitless internet fight.
Good morning, everyone. We just got like 7 texts. It's harder on the phone.
Hi, everybody.
It's so much easier on here.
I did throw a comment on the Blade Facebook page, and apparently I'm the only one understanding of this, and I've mentioned it before. Like, this is how cities function. And I think people are complaining, and I'm going to keep my thoughts short here, and we can save it for more news. Mm-hmm. You're complaining about the wrong thing. The city says that it will be reinvested into further downtown growth. Good. You know what I always say? We live here. We pay for it.
I love that, like, when we say the city, it's literally like those 11 or whatever, how many people are in city council just making decisions for us. But they don't even know what's going to happen either. Like,
but that's their job.
That is their job. So do it. Like, I was listening to the news story this morning, and they're like, well, there's a lot of murky water surrounding this. I said, then why are we voting for something where we don't have, like, a final solution? I feel like complaining would stop if we had a beginning, a middle, and an end. Like, just don't say free parking's going away, because that's essentially what they're telling all these business owners and people. So, like, they're still, like, I forgot who was reporting this morning. But she was like, she tried to reach out to certain people on council, but like they're still like they're not sure what they're going to do or how it's going to play out or what still quote unquote murky water, but they're going to get more information as it starts rolling in towards 2020. So for me, I'm just like, are you giving me free parking or nah? And it looks like you're nah. So when you say nah, I need you to explain this out for me. I don't think people are getting the explanations that they want. But like I said, we'll talk about it more in news. But I'm just saying, I get the frustration of people.
We can keep going now. People are always going to bitch. Because
I mean, they're going to, but I feel like they have just reason, because they're just saying, we're taking away free parking.
All right.
That's all that's all these business owners know.
So maybe I'm too pie in the sky and naive. The story from The Blade from Sarah Elms, and there were it was approved to take it away. Looks like council and attendant to vote approved setting up a designated revenue fund where proceeds from parking fees can be held and tracked, though there's uncertainty over how much revenue the city stands to gain. Tyrone Riley and Yvonne Harper voted against it. from Tom Winooski. I do believe that if we're going to collect money with an intended purpose, then having a separate fund is a good idea. At the end of the story, city officials intend to reinvest the money in projects or beautification of downtown. And I can take that. Do you want something specific? Like, here's what we're going...
I think that's what they're looking for. Well, I know that we won't get that, but I feel like as a... Just speaking from, like, hypothetically, if I was a bar owner, I feel like if you're doing this, which you are going full head first into the water with this, you can't have statements being said like, there's still murky water, we're still uncertain. And those have been said of what's going on.
Who said that, though?
The news report.
Oh, okay, well, that's them.
But they're reporting on stuff that these business owners have concerns over. Like I said... I'm with you. You live here. You pay for it. It's going to happen. We want to thrive into more of a big city. We want to go to the stratosphere of, like, how Dayton has gotten growth, and they're kind of a little bit bigger than us. Like, we want to keep up with the times. It's going to happen. But I put myself in the mindset of a bar owner. You have to lay it out. It's very kindergarten. You have to lay it out for them so they know everything. So there's not a loophole. So they're like, okay, this is how it's going to be. Instead of you just telling me, hey, this is how this is going to be. Get over it. Moving on.
I get you want specifics, but I don't know if they can provide them. And I don't want to sound
I think they should, because that's their job.
But they're...
Sorry.
But remember, we now... The city's 200 years old. Mm-hmm. So let's say they tell Zach at Manhattan's. They provide some specificity. Like, you'll have better streetlights on Adam Street or something like that, which helps your business.
Right.
Like, everyone is very... People say the government is being short-sighted. I say the people are being short-sighted. But the things that they can't necessarily account for is, Zach and everybody in the Uptown Association, you are getting new and better streetlights that will function better and keep your businesses thriving to continue to do the events that you do. But, hold on. But
okay.
But, oh, crap... More of the infrastructure of the city is crumbling. Like, who pays for that? Like, because just like a house, something is always breaking.
But that's life. So, like, okay, so this is not even an uptown thing, but like, it's affecting the lunch hour businesses. That's what the news story this morning.
Right.
And what they were focusing more on. They didn't even talk about uptown. They said it'll trickle down towards that way. These little words that, like, trickle, murky. Still not clear. Like, these are alarms for business owners.
People should have to think on their own. Like, look, I live downtown, but I'm not a business owner of any means. So but I'm okay with this because, and again, maybe I'm putting too much trust in government. I think it's being blown way out of proportion because it's just lunch. It's 3 hours. And I think we're overlooking the fact. So I'm going to have lunch with Mary Beth and a friend of mine today at the Dirty Bird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I'll park. I've lived downtown. I know where to find spots.
Right.
But I think the other part we're overlooking is, and I get it, whenever a citizen has money being taken from them with murkiness, you know, they're up in arms. Pitchforks and torches. But we're talking like under $2.
That's still a lot of money for some people.
For some, sure.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I would be complaining if
Uber and Lyft people. Just Uber and Lyft.
I would have a bit. I would have an issue if, like, I had to go to the courthouse and my parking isn't taken care of. Now, look, maybe you broke some kind of city law and you had to go down there. But I get that. Were there a lot of lower or fixed income people who have to interact in city things? I get that, but the lunches and stuff, that's the other part of this too. Parking in other cities, like the ones you've mentioned that are a bit ahead of us, you can use Dayton, use cities of any size as Dayton, you can use Detroit, Chicago. I mean, you will pay through the nose. This is not much at all.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it just seems, I'm team business owner here. I just seem like it's just, I'm just going to keep saying that they need more clarification. And just if you might have to spell it out for some people. And I'm just speaking generally, not just specific people, but You might just have to spell out what's happening. You might have to give the alphabet to a business owner. Not all of them. There may be just that one who's up in arms. But you may have to give them the alphabet and let them know which letters are vowels, just so they can be like, oh, okay, it'll click with them finally. Well, I'm just saying that that's my perspective.
I understand.
So I just
spelled it out. I mean, everyone is excited about the arrow of downtown and how quickly it's come about.
Well, I believe it will help us out in the long run anyway. I'm just saying, like, just clarification for some and then move on. Because we've already heard it's happening, so we have to get over it.
Again, I often see the big picture. I'm able to see the forest through the trees. How many people were downtown for Bret Michaels last weekend?
I have no idea. I mean, apparently it was a lot.
I think you texted me either Friday night or Saturday about how many people showed up at the bar. And if I'm not mistaken, like... It's hard to map this thing, but again, I like to think I can look at the macro view. Those shows, and we all know that ProMedica and the city do work together. Mm-hmm. ProMedica is in many ways a heartbeat financially and as far as entertainment is concerned of where mm-hmm. where we've come in the last 3 to 5 years. If I'm not mistaken, those shows are $10.
Yes.
Like, we don't like those shows, but people attend them, and they're all, I know, but they're all very inexpensive when it comes ultimately down to the entertainment dollar. If I'm not mistaken, with all the entertainment at Hensville, when there's not a bigger act, I think that stuff is free or inexpensive. Mm. Like, this stuff all does work together in some way, shape, or form.
Also, you're just inside. Why does Bret Michaels wear so much eyeliner?
That's his thing.
Is it? Yeah. It's always been his thing? It's heavy. Like, I don't even think he can open his eyes. He put so much eyeliner on.
I think it helps him fight off the aging process or looking older.
Sorry, I didn't mean to change subject.
No, you're fine.
When you said that, I was like, I really want to know why he wears so much eyeshadow. Like Alice Cooper.
Back in the 80s, that was a thing.
I was a baby.
All those glam rock bands like Poison. Yeah. they wore more makeup than women did do and
wow.
Will. 5:59. Sorry, but today's show will be a little weird because we don't have internet and you think, well, you can't survive without the internet. And it's on your phones. We can. It just takes away a little bit of our crutch.
And I set up a Google Doc for specific stuff for this show. I don't know my login.
Sorry.
I need it for the next segment?
I have something we can talk about.
Okay, because I'm like...
What I wanted to talk about with this segment, we can get to next. I would like to ask you about interactions with your wonderful, caring, partying, drinking mother.
Okay.
Is she listening?
No, she had the day off, so I'm sure she's good sleeping in today.
So she's hungover.
We're just going to throw all her stuff. I could be hungover. I went out last night.
Okay, we can talk about that, too. We'll get through today.
Yeah.
6 o'clock with the morning reboot. More to come next.
Q105,
the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd, and no internet. So today's show, you might not be able to tell much of a difference. Some things will be a little off, like not having our normal papers to read from. Not like newspapers, but like I couldn't print out show sheets. And you're like, what the hell is a show sheet? It's like, it's our Bible. It's our gospel for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe today won't be a normal show because you went out last night?
I did. I sure did.
Would you like to share more?
I needed it. So I posted on Facebook that I had like this weird feeling that my spirit was disturbed. We'll put it that way. I don't know. I need to talk to like Auntie Janet or something. But like I get these feelings where like I feel like something's going to happen. Not necessarily bad. Not necessarily good. Not necessarily in the middle. I just feel like they're like premonitions. I'm not like psychic or like just have a feeling. Yesterday some things went down in life and I was just like, ugh. So then Stefan came down and he was like, I'm hungry. I said, let's go out. So we went and we had tacos and nachos and I had a lot of margaritas and sang some karaoke.
Where at?
We went to McCune's Other Side Bistro.
How do they do for Taco Tuesday?
They just started because it used to be Margarita Monday, but they're closed on Mondays now, so they just switched their schedule a day later for everything. So they just talk, and it's a change of scenery. Because I'm normally on Adams at George's. And I was like, let's do something different tonight. And it was his roommate's friend's birthday. So we just hung out. And then I kept doing the whole, all right, we'll leave at 10. We'll leave at 10:30. We'll leave at 11. We'll leave at 11:30. I was like, we'll leave it at 12. We'll leave it midnight. 12:15. I was like, all right, let's go.
Damn, good for you for getting down on a school night.
I need it. You know what? I needed it. It was just one of those days that... And then coming into work today, you're like, hey, nothing's working. And I go, what do you mean nothing's working?
Including
like,
us.
Yeah, so I'm just like... So, like, I don't know if, like, I'm just feeling, like, these... I have these feels in my body, and I'm just like, yesterday happened, and go, oh, there it is. Then today happened, it's like, oh, there it is. So I'm just like, but the feeling's gone once something happens. It's weird. I don't know what it is.
There's a disruption in the universe. There's a disruption in the force.
Right. But I always feel it, and then, like, I mean, strike me down dead if I'm lying, but, like, I feel it, and then, like, within a day, something happens, and I'm just like, there it is. I can't pinpoint. Like, you know, some people are like, oh, there's going to be an earthquake in Oklahoma. And they're like, an earthquake happened. Like,
there was an earthquake in, like, outside of Cleveland.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, some people could be like, oh, there's going to be something happening this time, this day, there it is. And then it happens. But for me, I just have this feeling, and I'm just like, something's going to happen. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, I don't know.
What happened yesterday?
That happened yesterday.
That was it.
And I'll talk about it.
Right.
But it kept going because, like, today, like, everything's just off for a reason. Off for some reason.
It'll resettle.
I mean, I don't feel weird or bad. I'm just like, there it is.
I think yesterday.
My feeling is justified.
I think yesterday was the event, and things will settle in now.
Yeah, so I don't know. But just for me, it's just something was in my spirit.
I don't know
why I'm grabbing tissue like I'm about to blow my nose on air.
How many margaritas did you have?
Oh, let's count them, man. 2, 3, 4. Jules bought me a few. 5, 6. At least 7 or 9.
What?
Mama was filling her fantasy last night.
You had nearly 10 margaritas?
Yeah, but they're like little dollar margaritas, $2 margaritas.
Okay.
Yeah, they were fun. I'm built like a Buick with the spirit of Beyonce, okay? This body can hold a lot of stuff before it start getting loopy. Also, I played pool yesterday and beat Stefan. And he's like a pool shark.
It's not that you're built like a Buick. It's like cheap margaritas usually mean bad headaches and hangovers.
We popped ibuprofen. That was our dinner last night. Like, sitting in.
So that's how you
probably
beat it?
Probably too soon for that reference, but...
That's how you beat it?
Yeah, anytime I'm having tequila, it's always like, when I'm done, I always have a 4 ibuprofen in my pocket. I'm premeditating my cure. There we go. Now, when I don't take the ibuprofen, ooh.
Cause
Mama's dead for the whole. I probably would have called off from here, the other job, and maybe end up disappearing yesterday. Tomorrow.
If you wouldn't have told me, I wouldn't have known that you had all that to drink.
I don't have hangovers. I already told you that.
Good for you.
I don't know where it's that Donna Anderson gene. She drinks and she'll be like, I feel great. Let's go do it again.
Quick question about Donna. You talk to your mom every day.
Yes.
On the phone.
Mm hmm.
Multiple times a day?
Yeah, we try, but then sometimes she calls me, and I'm a Gemini, and my other Geminis know this. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking.
Okay.
So I'll shoot her a text like, hey, did you want anything? And she'll be like, no, I didn't want anything. Just want to hear your voice. And I don't feel like talking. But we do talk multiple times a day, but so at least once a day.
My dad and I are like that as well. Sometimes I have nothing to talk about, but I just call him. He's gotten into the habit of... I bring this up because I didn't talk to my dad yesterday. I spoke to him on Monday. Did I talk to him on Monday? He's on a cruise right now.
Oh, so he's taking a little vacation.
He's headed up. I guess they left from Bayonne, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Cruised up to...
Like, I know where that is. Like,
mm-hmm. That's like New York City area. went up to Maine, and then they're on their way up to...
Oh, they went to...
Where the walleye were playing, like St. John's.
You said that. They went on a pretty cruise, like... When you hear cruises, you think of, like, south, like, that is it Pacific Ocean down there?
Caribbean. And Atlantic.
Yeah, that down there, but then, or, like, the Alaskan coast cruise. You never think of there's a cruise going up and down the East Coast.
I don't think it's as popular as the other destinations. Okay. If you offered me a cruise, that would probably be the last place I'm going to sail to.
Yeah, but when you said Maine, I was like, well, that's pretty.
Being on a boat is kind of... Nice. It certainly gets my dad out of his comfort zone. He's like, I'm missing the Phillies all week. I'm like, maybe they just won't play, Dad.
Such a sports guy.
But, yeah, exactly. But this will... I'm actually kind of like testing myself to see how long I can go without speaking to him. And I think we chatted on Monday when they were in port for like 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Dad, go back on vacation. And but we didn't talk over the weekend. So, and I know you talk to your mom every day. I talk to my dad every day. And I didn't read about any cruise accidents.
Yeah, you're good.
So I think Barry will be back soon.
That makes me. We should do a topic of this. Like, if you text your parent, like, do you text your parents something, and they're like, and it sets them off. Like my mom always says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I just go, "Nothing." And it trickles down, like, are you okay? What's wrong? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like,
they care.
No, I'm legit doing nothing. Like, I promise, if you call me right now, the conversation would just end with, hello, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Okay, bye. And that's it. So we just, in text, I'm like, what are you doing? Nothing.
My dad.
I'm legit sitting on the couch in my underwear, Ma, doing nothing.
That is something. I'm talking to you. My dad doesn't text, which is somewhat irritating, but my brother and I live with it. So he goes to Maine. Mm-hmm. They were in Maine first and then obviously headed up to Canada. I'm like, and on Monday I was like, Dad, does your phone should work? You're in Maine, like the United States. Your phone should he's like, it probably works, but it's in Philadelphia.
See, I would tell that cruise member that the cruise would turn around. I'm like, I need my phone.
He left it home on purpose, thinking it wouldn't work. But for half the trip in the United States, it would be just fine.
I actually thought about that. Does our phone stop working in Canada?
No.
Like, if we were to go to Windsor, like literally stepping across the lake.
I'm not sure. They're like, maybe is roaming still a thing? Roaming charges?
I don't know if there's charges, but you could set your phone to roaming.
Yeah. When I went to Mexico 4 years ago, three years ago, ooh, I did something where it allowed like global calling and it cost me like an extra $6 for the month.
Mm-hmm.
But it was literally going onto the AT&T site and checking a box and paying $6. It wasn't this inscrutable thing of talking to someone in another country. I need to give you 30 days notice. When are you going to shut it off? Blah, blah, blah.
Tell me about the data. Do you remember getting your first cell? We're about the same age. We're in that same gap. Getting your first cell phone in like high school, and then roaming happened, and then you got that bill. And like, for like, my mom paid our first bills for like, I think we got our first phone. My first phone was like end of junior year, and that roaming, because I went on a trip somewhere, and we didn't know what roaming was. It was just a little icon in the corner. My mom was like, this bill's an extra $100 because you decided you want to take a trip to Columbus. I said, I didn't even go that far. But like, can you imagine now like going overseas and the roaming charges and stuff? Or back in the day. I think you could fix that now, like you said, with a
very
check
simple
of the box. Yeah.
I was always more afraid. We have to wrap this up. I do have some news that we can get to in very brief fashion. I was more concerned when, like, oh, I'm driving down the trail. I go into Maumee, and then the roaming.
Yes.
Like, why is roaming on?
Exactly.
Like, I'm 8 miles from home.
That's what I did about the Columbus thing. Like, legit, I'm just on the highway, and that little icon in the corner, you're like, I'm going to turn you off. No one needs to call me right now.
Usually it was a glitch.
It's okay. I had a Nokia phone. Probably still alive somewhere in a landfill.
So no free parking downtown. That begins early next year. Not many more details to give you for that. Rogers, the girls, the state champs were honored yesterday. And another great female athletic achievement yesterday. We'll get to that because we'll probably start talking more about this as things with it begin to go viral. That's on the way in less than 15 minutes.
Ooh, hands.
Whoa, sorry.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, oops, local news, and even real news.
Yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Aaron Chase on Q105.
What? Oh, no papers.
Yeah. Did we have a theme song this morning?
A theme song?
Did we have like a song that introduced us?
Yeah.
Did we? Where was I? Oh, my mind is some. I'm telling you.
It's the margaritas.
It was. No, it was my premonitions, okay?
Got to go through this pretty quickly because we don't have much detail because can't get online, can't print out papers, nothing to go off of. So free parking was voted on. The lunchtime free parking will go away beginning the beginning of January, or the beginning of next year. Apologies for that and stumbling all over myself. So the free parking downtown, uptown, warehouse district will go away in the beginning of January 2020. And everyone but me is pissed off about it. Also, I forget where this is at, but the area is getting a new seismometer, which is kind of timely considering we just felt an earthquake in BG.
Oh, that's what that is. I was like, why do I know that what that is, but don't know?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So something else to register tectonic activity. There was a sinkhole opened up yesterday. And again, I'm sorry, I don't have the details in front of me. There was a police call and then fire trucks involved and then a sinkhole, but no one was injured. Also, yesterday we mentioned this briefly. I believe it was at 5:30 or so. The Rogers girls, the state champs, were honored yesterday with the mayor involved. They got their state rings and other accolades. And was this two in a row for Rogers? Yeah, see what happens when we don't have the... Oh, God, see. What's going on? Come on.
I feel like...
Blown through stuff.
Maybe...
Stop playing. Thank you.
Maybe 2 years ago? So, like, they don't want... I don't know. I don't want to give false information. Oh, they're two-time state champions. We'll put it that way. I don't know when. I don't know how.
I know something started right now.
I just Little Mermaid you.
It really is. Sorry. It really is a day.
It's a Twilight Zone. I'm waiting for Jordan Peele to come around that corner.
Did you happen to see the last thing I wanted? Oh, actually, two more things I wanted to get into. The U.S. women's soccer team, which is really good.
Yeah.
So they were the last pod of teams to play in the Women's World Cup, which is taking place over in France. And they won big yesterday. They beat Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought for sure Thailand would be one of these teams that like snuck in right. to the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And they just played in a weak part of the world and they made it big. They were the 34th ranked team in the country, in the world. Not okay. so bad.
Not in the world, right.
In the world. A lot of countries.
Yeah.
And the U.S. won 13-0. Alex Morgan had 5 goals.
I saw that yesterday, and like, so there were people who were just like, well, you get 13 goals and you play a high school ranked team. Like, people are just like downplaying their victory. Listen, we live in America. A W is a W, okay? And we will take it. On to the next one.
Well, they're really good. They're really, really good. In fact,
No, it wasn't me. It was just
I know
people were just downplaying the victory, like they were. Actually, there was more negative comments towards the Thailand. It was the Thailand team. I'm like, but here's the thing: like the Thailand women's team, you ranked what 30 something in the
34th
world,
34th in the world,
yeah. The world. You know what I mean? So like, don't discredit their achievements. I mean, they still. Like you said, they're playing a tough team. They still win on that field, and I guess they did their best. Their best wasn't good enough.
Right.
We did our best.
The U.S. is one of the favorites, and they'll likely play France in one of the later rounds that could determine the champion of the tournament. I saw a neat stat. So the women's team, it's funny. They're really, really good, and our men's team is pretty mediocre. They missed the last World Cup. So the U.S. men's team, 2006, 2010, 2014, they didn't play in the men's World Cup last year. So in the last three World Cups, the U.S. men's team has not scored 13 goals in total.
Oh.
And the women scored it yesterday.
Yeah, and that's it was a record, wasn't it? For
could be. Maybe a record for World Cup.
I think I scammed over and said it was a record-breaking game or something like
One last thing. I've seen a couple of headlines up on WTOL that Mercy nurses are beginning to look for work as they're still on strike. So they're leaving the strike line to go find jobs. And this is what I said maybe kind of quietly when the strike started. Not that I'm anti-union or don't support unions, but it's just like this is what happens when workers try to go against big businesses. They have all the money in the world and the resources, and they just wait employees out. It sucks that it comes to that.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's one of those. I get their passion, their mission behind it. Like I said, I've never been in that position, but like at some point, real life has to hit you. You know what I mean? Like, you can't call your bill, and I'm totally team nurse in this because like, I could get fall ill when I walk out this door today. So you know, we need them, but it's just one of those things. You can't tell Buckeye like you're on strike. They're like, oh, sorry, I need my $89. You can still use the internet. And you got to keep. And that's just me thinking of like if I was a nurse without a family. You know what I mean? There's kids, husband, relatives. Some families could be taking care of sick relatives at home while taking care of my relatives, you know?
This is how big businesses, hospitals, have stacked the deck. They have nearly limitless resources. And as long as the PR doesn't take... The thing that will get the nurses back to work, and this sounds awful, is if there's a medical tragedy that could have been averted had the nurses and other workers been at work. Mm-hmm. It might be the only thing that will break the strike because the PR will turn on the hospital.
It's like a Grey's Anatomy plot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. 6:43 with the morning reboot on Q105. Katy Perry seemingly has made peace with her longtime nemesis. We'll get to that before 7. Our guy, Sean Mendez, 6:57 on Q105. The morning reboot. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We have our internet back. And of course, it would come back right after where we need it most right. to give you the correct news for the day. And as we gear up to do some entertainment segments. Ow. Well, did you just whack yourself?
I sure did.
You.
I quit.
I've said it before.
Can I take a break from today?
Floyd has hashtag headphone problems.
That crap hurt. Okay.
Just whacked himself.
I'm back.
A couple of entertainment stories we'll dive into now. It appears that Katy Perry has extended an olive branch to Taylor Swift. Their feud goes back years now to where I believe they were stealing each other's backup dancers, and then bad blood came out from Taylor, and Katy Perry threw up something on, I think, Twitter and Instagram yesterday, and it's got like a million engagements about let's make peace. There's a picture of cookies, and some people believe the olive branch is being extended from Katy to Taylor, or however it's being orchestrated, so that they might potentially work together.
But Katy's done this before, and then Taylor went on the defensive a few years ago. I mean, I remember reports Katy did extend the olive branch, but Taylor was like, no. But maybe she's a grown woman now.
They are.
Like you said, like, even her in an interview with Robin Roberts, Taylor Swift, that there's a maturity level about her now. So maybe it is time.
There is good news. Like, I'm not, because of certain celebrity dramas like this, in some perverted way, being petty became cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news about being petty is you do kind of grow out of it because you realize, I just don't want the drama. And maybe them working together is a way to recapture some interest from Ariana, Billie Eilish.
Right. See, even for me, like, anytime someone says they're petty, I say, you just call yourself childish.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think. That's what I and I'm guilty of it too. I use the word petty all the time. Petty is petty does. You know what that translate is? Childish is as childish does. You're just childish. Yeah. Like, people are like, I'm so petty. Do you really want to be petty at 35? Like, you know what I mean? Like, move on. Like, someone's...
The Toy Story 4 red carpet premiere was in the last couple of days, and Keanu Reeves is in the movie.
Yes.
He was just at the, I think, E3, like, video game convention, and he has some very Keanu-like responses to the fact that he's the internet's boyfriend. He is as popular as he is. I believe his near exact quote to finding out that he is this internet icon, I believe it was, that's wacky.
He's so Keanu Reeves. Like, that's the only way to describe him. Like, can you imagine him being in, like, elementary school, and he would say something like, what's 4 + 4? That's math. I'm like, oh, wow, that's our Keanu.
You know
what
I mean? You know what I can't ever imagine him doing? And he is likable. Mm-hmm. He picks the perfect roles
he
for
sure
his skill set. I can never imagine him monologuing.
Oh, like a deep, like pivotal moment where he just has the deep monologue of any, like, blockbuster where you're like, could Keanu Reeves actually win an Academy Award this season?
Yeah, not happening.
You don't think so?
Nope.
He might surprise us, though.
The scripts for Keanu Reeves movies, I'm guessing, are like a quarter of the length of regular movies. And one last animated movie note before we move into what was stolen from you in our next segment. The Frozen 2 trailer dropped yesterday, and people have said it's kind of dark.
It is, and I watched it this morning, actually, because they were talking about it on TV, and I was like, "What?" Because I saw Frozen. I work with children. I've seen Frozen a lot. What spin are they going with this? Because the movie kind of just ended. You're like, "Oh, okay. I have closure. I saw what happened in Arendelle. I'm good."
There's, like with Toy Story 4,
they're gonna spin so many angles.
There is more money to be made, and I listened to a kind of a nerdy analytical podcast about all the streaming services that we subscribe to. If you're into some of that stuff, why Amazon and Hulu do what they do. Follow Matthew Ball on Twitter, and it was very intellectual. And one thing that it reminded me of was when it comes out in November 22nd, Disney Plus, it's like $7 a month. And I thought it was going to be like 20 or 30. Mm. So please go see Frozen.
That's introduction price, y'all.
Go see the Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. Go get them. Do whatever we can to keep the Disney Plus prices pretty damn low.
I'm going to get in trouble for saying this because I got in trouble for saying it the other night. I have no desire to see Toy Story 4. Like,
because the story ended.
Right. Thank you. Say that again for louder. It ended three times for me. You're not going to open these wounds again. Oh, and you know what? Toy Story 4, this is for the children. It is not my movie. You know,
It's not because, I mean, kids.
Unless you bring Andy back.
Right.
I would be invested. But like, who was I talking to? I was like, I have no desire to see Toy Story 4. And they're like, clench their pearls. Like, how dare you? I said, I remember having the VHS of Toy Story 1 and 2. And then 3 came out and I was like, okay, this is an emotional heartstring for me. I have no desire to see Toy Story 4.
If you're between the ages of 20 and 40, Toy Story 4 is more important to you, or all the Toy Story movies mm-hmm. are more important to you than kids.
Right.
703 with the morning reboot. It was stolen from Floyd, and then it showed up on Facebook. Next. 7:15, right after 8 o'clock. Maybe like an hour or so from now. We'll get you qualified. Our last chance to get you qualified for Las Vegas. Someone's going to win that trip on Saturday. We'll do a panel full of ladies, get you qualified in about 1 hour. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line you can use now and then to call in for that. To qualify later. But for now, for our topic, 419-240-1055. You can text us there as well. Sorry sometimes we don't get to things that we tease that's coming up on the show. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
We dug into this a little bit yesterday, and it was in one of our promos.
Mm-hmm.
Something was stolen from you, and then you saw it on Facebook.
I did. So, like, we talked about it yesterday briefly, but I'll go into more detail now. So, I work at George's Friday and Saturday. Thursday, we have a whole nother show. So, the Thursday cast was just there doing their thing, but I came back Friday and one of my wigs was missing. And I was just like, I asked the other entertainer who worked there regularly, I said, hey, have you seen my hair? Because I get drunk. It could have been thrown anywhere. You know what I mean? I just noticed it was missing because I color coordinate everything. And he was like, no, I haven't seen anything, but if it pops up within a few weeks, I'll just hang it back up. I said, cool, whatever. So lo and behold, tore my dressing room apart looking for it. I'm like, I don't even wear that wig that much, but like I actually want to wear it today. It goes with the look, whatever. I digress. So couldn't find it. So this is weighing heavy on my mind. Fast forward to last week. The person who was booked at the show that Thursday had my wig on and took a picture and posted it on Facebook. And I just go, huh. So I'm like, don't judge. Don't be that person. Don't jump to a conclusion. I'm already heated. So I went back and looked at a picture of me in the wig. Looked at them in the wig. Back and forth, back and forth. I go, that's my wig. So I text other people. I go, is that my wig? I'm not going crazy. That's the same wig. Because there's certain pieces to it that are I put there. And like, because the wig is, all right, the wig is custom made. I bought the hair from a whole other state. Talked to my wig maker. And I was like, hey, if I buy these tracks here and ship them to you, can we make something out of it? She's like, yeah, got you. No problem. Got you, fam. Send it to me. So I bought them in Philadelphia. I've not seen these tracks anywhere in Ohio or anyone else with this colored wig. There's been this style.
So you're certain it was yours?
Oh, I'm dead serious certain it was mine.
All right, I have a question. So I think yesterday you said it was $180.
It was $180, yes.
Did you engage with this person about...
So what I did was, because I'm professional, I didn't want to call anyone out because you never know. They may have just rushed to pack their stuff up and stuff got thrown in there, even though it was hanging on the wall.
And then they wore it?
Right. You know what I mean? Right. And that's where the story gets, the plot thickens. So I put on Facebook, I said, blah, 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 blah. When something of yours comes up missing and it shows up on Facebook, this is the wig in question. I posted a picture of me in the wig. I never said the person's name. I never called them out. I never even said where I saw the picture. all of a sudden, my DMs are just like, bloop, 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 bloop. They're like, and everyone is screenshotting the person in the wig. They're like, is this your wig? Because it looks like your wig. And I go, yes, that's what I'm talking about, people.
How come you just didn't go, hey, I think that's mine, privately?
So here's the thing. Petty, okay? Petty, here we go.
Yeah.
Petty, childish me. So I go, you know what? That's mine. That's yours. You pay for it. You should not feel guilty for calling this person out. So I didn't say their name. I went to their Facebook post. I go, oh my God, I love your hair. And like the picture. And like, so I, that comment got like 180 likes. Like, because people knew that I was talking about it.
So where are we now? Did they give
so
it back?
So they sent me a private message and they're like, hey, can you give me a call? And I go, I'm not going to call you right now because if I call you, I'm going to blow off and say some, pop off and say some stuff that I don't want to. So they were like, cool. I'll call you later tonight when you're calmed down, whatever. So the person called me and she gave me a sob story. And I, in the middle of the story, I just go, stop. Is it my hair? She goes, yes. I go, can I get my hair back? And she goes, yeah. But then she like tried to go again with her story. Go, stop. I don't need any excuses. I don't need rhyme or reason. I just want my stuff back. And she's like, I will drop it off to you Friday at a certain, we designated a time. And I said, we can even do it earlier where people aren't around so people don't know who you are. Because I'm that respectful person. Like, you can meet me at this place. No one even has to know who took my wig. And she's like, I get that. Thank you. I respect that. So,
except for all the junk you pulled on Facebook.
I only said a comment.
You left enough of a trail to know.
She shouldn't have took my hair.
I get it. Sorry, but it's like now you're going to be so magnanimous.
But no, I was very respectful. I didn't, because like normal people just pop off at the mouth. They're like everyone in the comments were like, tag this person. We need to know. If we need to work with this person. I said, no, that's not the, I just want my hair back. And I'm looking at this like, maybe they did pack it on accident. Maybe they didn't grab it. Someone else threw it. You know, I'm doing all these things. I'm looking for the good in people. But literally, she called it. Was like, yeah, sob story. I said, stop. Is it my hair? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? And she was like, yes. So I was like, all right, can I get it back? Because if I can't get it back, you owe me $180.
Once it was worn, there was...
And that's where my best friend Elijah and Adam were kind of just like... So it mysteriously ended up in their suitcase, yet she wore it. Like, if I see something that's not mine, I'm going to be like... I'm going to ask people around me, hey, where did we get this from? Like, she wore it multiple times.
Right.
Like, from the story she gave me, it wasn't just the picture that I saw on Facebook. She had a show, like, the day before, and people were just like, I know Deja has a wig like that. And she didn't say anything. So people had pointed it out. So that's where, like, after we talked, I was like, just give me my hair back. I don't even... 36. I'm too old for this nonsense. Just give me my hair back.
But not,
don't take what's
not
yours.
Not
too old to be petty childish.
Pithy on Facebook.
We should combine those words.
Which ones?
Childish and petty. How they wouldn't go together. Chetty.
Work on that.
Petodish. that sounds gross. But long story short, I'm getting my hair back and good. I'm gonna rock that thing Friday good. Show.
Yeah, accidents happen. We pick up things by mistake all the time, but when you wear it then or you make it your own
multiple times.
Seemingly some premeditation there.
And it better still be styled the way I got it.
7:23 with the morning reboot. I don't think we did news well enough an hour ago. So now that we have our computers, can we do that next?
We'll go through if we play the jingle again.
Jingle. Oh yeah. Oh for sure. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't normally listen at 6:30 when we do just the news you need to know, you're gonna hear what it sounds like next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
Yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
It's weird to do this with the sun up.
I know.
It's really weird.
I was just going to ask you. We usually do our news segment at 6:30, but it was a little light, a little naked earlier this morning because we didn't have internet access. So I wanted to get you some more details on the stories. And it gives us another opportunity to say that I am completely in favor of having to pay for parking downtown while you're not.
I'm not. But it's a good friendship. We agree to disagree.
The inimitable Sarah Hegarty brought up a good point. I expounded on this. And free parking will go away in the beginning of next year. A city council voted 8-4 to remove free lunchtime parking uptown, downtown, in the warehouse district. Sarah had a good point. Be excited that we finally live in a city that doesn't have to give away their parking spots to get people to come downtown. So, Floyd's on one side, I'm on the other. And you know what? We have quality establishments downtown that you should be willing to pay $1, $1.50 for a meter for lunch.
And the library's open up this summer too, right? In the summer, fall?
I'm pretty sure that parking might be free. Library's in September.
Okay.
So free parking going away beginning of next year. Toledo City Council voted on that. Where's the money going? It's going right into the pockets of the mayor and council people, like straight to their debit cards.
No.
They say it's to continue the beautification of downtown. Natural disaster safety measures have increased in Northwest Ohio. It's ironic timing. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources on Tuesday began installing a new seismometer. An instrument that measures and records details of earthquakes. It'll be at Blue Creek Metro Park near White House. The project started coincidentally one day after a 4.2 magnitude earthquake that shook Cleveland on Monday and was registered by people at BGSU. The more instruments installed in the field, the lower magnitude of earthquakes you can detect, according to Daniel Blake, a geophysicist with the department's team. The lack of one in the Toledo area motivated the team to choose in this location. There was another sinkhole that opened up, not as big as ones that have in the past, but officials closed part of Boston Place near Collingwood Boulevard on Tuesday after emergency crews found a sinkhole while responding to a reported shooting. When they arrived, they found no evidence of the shooting, but crews with a Toledo Fire and Rescue Department had to move their fire truck down the street after discovering the ground beneath it was sinking near the curb. Mm. No one was hurt. You said power was out in Uptown yesterday?
A few people on my Facebook said some houses in the Odoiston didn't have power. I had power, and I saw, like, my neighbors had power, but a few, like three people on my Facebook was like, anyone else without power? And we're like, well, I got power.
I think there was some kind of surge, small one, downtown near Summit Street, on one of the bridges. That might have been the cause for it.
Yeah, because when I saw the updates, I legit went to my window and I was like, turned on my lamp. I go, I got power. And looked out the window. I said, Zeph Center has power. Like, because we're in that area. And I was like, oh, okay.
We're both Toledo Tweets fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big day for Toledo Tweets. He or she made WTOL because Toledo Tweets grabbed a video of police called to
I saw this video.
Obscene activity at Sylvania and Jackman and saw Asia Hughes twerking on a utility pole. She was and brought to justice by our fine Toledo police force.
Yes, to elaborate on that, because I read that and then never read the comments. People were just like, they were team her, and they're like, and I guess my friend Kim, I'm gonna call you out because you commented on the thing. She worked across the street, and a female officer did come and help the situation because it was a guy officer and Miss Asia. I don't know, ma'am. I don't know what you were on or what you were doing. You gotta work on your twerk game. If you're gonna twerk on an officer, either go for it or go just get in the car like he asked you.
What is this world coming to in a kind, law-abiding citizen can't twerk at a major intersection.
What was she thinking?
This is truly a fascist regime. Rogers was, and we this is one of the details that we missed earlier. They are back-to-back state champions.
Are they? Okay.
They are back-to-back state champions, and they were honored yesterday with some hardware. Their coach, Lamar Smith, was headed to the school for the ceremony last night, and he was wondering where there was a missing Second Street sign on the traffic pole on McTeague Drive. to go along with their new jewelry. The mayor, Mayor Wade, announced that the street where Rogers sits was to be temporarily renamed Lamar Smith Drive in honor of the ninth year head coach, who during the championship win got his 200th career win at Rogers.
Back to back chills.
Back-to-back state champs. It's probably because you're cold, not the story, right?
No, that game when he said he renamed the boulevard after him. That's kind of cool.
They really caught me off guard. They really did. It's humbling. It's really about our program. It's not about me. Even though I'm the head of it, it's the team. My assistant coaches, the school teachers. It's just a family atmosphere. They became the first Toledo basketball program, boys or girls, to win back-to-back state titles. Rogers beat number one ranked Dayton Carroll 56-45 in the D2 championship game. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists from All-Ohio sophomore Madison Royal Davis. And Zaya Cook had 13 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists as she heads off to South Carolina to perhaps be a national college basketball star for the Gamecocks. A couple other quick things. There was a second arrest in the David Ortiz shooting. He had a second surgery yesterday upon his arrival to Boston. And the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team finally got into action in the Women's World Cup. They won 13-0 over Thailand.
A W is a W.
Couple of touchdowns.
Missed couple the extra home point. Runs.
The U.S. men's team missed last year's World Cup, but they participated in many going back into the 90s. And the 13 goals the women scored yesterday is more than the men have scored in all their World Cup games in 2006, 10, and 14 combined. A woman I've had a crush on for a long time since 2011, Alex Morgan. She led the way with 5 goals.
Nice. Who run the world? The U.S. Women's World Cup team.
7:43 with the morning reboot. It feels weird. Feels like it's, I should say 6:43.
Yeah, legit.
Unsurprisingly, I guess it's unsurprising because they've really done well, even in the recent past. Madonna's ticket sales for her concerts are kind of way down. And where Ari is donating some concert proceeds. We'll get to that before 8 o'clock on Q105.
Q105 traffic.
7:56 on Q105 with the morning reboot. Get qualified for Vegas in less than 20 minutes. If you would like to see Miss or Mrs. Hughes twerking on one of our fine police officers, thanks to Toledo Tweets, it's on our Q105 Facebook page. Controversy with the free parking going away downtown and the Ariana stuff. But first, we'll start with Madonna. Her Madam X tour is not getting the ticket response many expected. The lack of booming ticket sales is inconceivable, given that her Rebel Heart tour grossed $170 million and typically drew at least 30,000 people to a single show. Page Six noted yesterday that hundreds of tickets are still available for her Brooklyn concert. Her Brooklyn concerts, despite the fact the tickets went on sale more than a month ago. In fact, on her 17th and final show in Brooklyn on October 7th, more than half of the upper level seats are still available. Some are saying, in fairness, her album isn't out yet, and it's out this week, so that should help generate some concert sales. However, of the 5 songs she's already released, none of them debuted on the Billboard Hot 100, and probably iTunes and other charts.
I love her, too, but that one song kind of...
The Spanish one?
The Spanish one grew on me. It took forever, though, trust me. And even still, when it starts, I'm just like,
I got a question.
There's a song she has with a rapper, and it's really good, though.
I'll look it up.
Yes. It's the second single.
Did you even have a first one if it wasn't a hit?
I mean, second release.
Yeah.
Second release.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm sleepy.
You seem kind of... Oh, well, then you're not good.
I'm sleepy. I'm sleepy.
Take a nap, I'll handle this.
No. But here's the thing about Madonna. Like, those shows will sell out. Like, I know some people who's... When she did... Because these are small venue tours she's doing.
I believe so.
She's doing, like, not the Apollo Theater, but, like, they're about the size of, like... If you've been seeing, like, Apollo shows or whatever, the venues are about that size, and she has like 4 dates in Chicago, which I tried to go to. However, Madam Madge, I don't got $350, and that is just for a nosebleed seat. So
I was gonna say,
YouTube will be my friend when this goes on, when she goes on tour with this.
And I'm wondering, you go for the spectacle, some of the new music. You'll get
She'll give you a show. There's no
music.
Yeah.
But and I'm wondering if people are asking themselves, I've seen Madonna three times now. How much more do I need to see her?
Like that's how
different will this be?
Yeah. I've been there with a few artists too, but like I said, she'll be fine. She don't really need to tour. She got the money, but it's this album is so lackluster that I understand why some of these seats are still available.
This will challenge your mind a little bit. Like if you like Ariana Grande songs, but you don't like some of her beliefs and things she supports, this might ask you to deeply think about how much you like her music. She is donating the proceeds from her June 8th concert in Atlanta to Planned Parenthood amid the wave of anti-abortion laws in several southern states, Georgia included. The donation is for around $250,000. Ariana Grande's generous donation comes at a critical time in Georgia and across the country. Anti-women's health politicians are trying to ban all safe legal abortions. According to the fund president, Dr. Liana Wen, this is not what American people want, nor is it something they'll stand for. Her statement continued, Grande's donation also comes just days after anti-pride demonstrators protested outside of Atlanta, outside of the Atlanta stop in her Sweetener tour over the weekend.
But she let them have it, though.
Yeah.
She did tell the crowd that, like, you are wanted, you are needed, like, you matter. That's pretty much what she said.
Last thing, we'll stay with Selena Gomez here. I was going to say Jennifer Aniston. We'll save that for later. She's also spoken out against some of the Georgia laws. But Selena Gomez, I believe, did Hot Ones last night with Jimmy Fallon. There's new Bieber music. He's on the Ed Sheeran song. There's new Bieber music. That's probably why he challenged Tom Cruise to a fight to begin the promotional stuff for his music. We'll see who gets out their new stuff first, him or his ex, Selena Gomez. She's 26 years old, and when asked if she's done new music, yes. She enthused when asked about new music while attending the premiere of her new film, which comes out, I believe, this week, The Dead Don't Die. Yes, it's finally done. While she didn't reveal many more details, that's all she's teasing for now. The news comes out. She shared some of her studio time on Instagram. This week, next week, every week, she captioned a video of studio footage in February. She also posted a photo of herself, Studio Diva, in May. Until Gomez shares her latest musical creations with the world, you can catch her opposite Bill Murray in The Dead Don't Die, which hits theaters on Friday. It's a zombie movie. I'm curious if... I should have asked some friends of mine because they would tell me there might be Bieber music on Friday, and I would guess Selena music would come quickly after that.
So here I had an idea. So he's taunting Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah.
What if it's a fight themed song, and Tom Cruise is in the video?
That's how the world works,
right? So maybe like we're totally taking this bait. Like he's not going to fight you. Calm down. But in the video, they're fighting each other, and we're like, ha! Full circle. That's what you meant.
There's kind of a Twitter challenge for you to challenge a celebrity that's 31 years your senior, like Bieber's done.
Okay.
And people are saying, like, I would challenge Sam Waterston, the lawyer from Law & Order.
Okay.
And other older people.
Who would I challenge? You would challenge Patrick Stewart.
I would never challenge him to a fight.
It has to be a fight?
Yes.
Oh, no, I would know.
Yeah.
I want someone I could beat.
Give it some thought.
I'm going to give it some thought.
We'll get you qualified to go to Vegas in just a couple of minutes here. Our last opportunity for you to do that with us. Russell will have a shot after noon. Johnny will have a shot for you after 4. Ours with you is next, if you're willing to be on our panel full of ladies. 816, call now to be on our panel full of ladies. You'll join
Abby. Yes.
We'll get to Abby in just a second here. 419-240-1055. That is the number to call to be on our panel full of ladies. I have a cargo shorts question. We'll ask you about the parking and some pregnancy stuff. 419-240-1055. Abby is going to get qualified for our Vegas flyaway. You get to be on this great feature. Can I have Abby's stats?
Yes, yes, yes.
419-240-1055. So you're not hungover. You're just tired.
I am. It just hit me like this because the morning's going by fast. It's already 8:15.
Yep.
But like I already told you I'm gonna schedule a nap at some point today. I have to.
Okay.
Give me a good 45 minutes, an hour.
All right.
But every time I wake up, I'm never like chipper.
Rested and recovered? All right, I'm going to grab that one. If you're just tuning in, we've had a busy morning, came in, no internet, and it's kind of hard to get you the info we'd like and do some of our segments without the internet. But we're all wired up, and if you only listen to the show like from 8:12 to 8:32, because that's your commute, I guess your commute would actually only be 10 minutes, but now because there's construction everywhere, it takes longer. But we want you to listen to as much of the show as you can. And just text Eric to our text line and you'll get the podcast link. All right. Hi, Abby. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. 37. You're married. No kids?
Yep.
Okay. Next up is Amanda.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. How old are you?
I'm 32.
32. Single or married?
Married with five kids.
Five kids. Yes. Wow. Where are you from?
Toledo.
Toledo. Okay. Good to have you on. And last up is Christy. Hi, Christy. Christy. Christy.
I think she said her name was Christy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
What did you say your name was?
Christine.
Christine. I'm sorry.
Hi, Christine. How old are you?
54.
Where are you from?
Perrysburg.
Any kids?
Two.
Married?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go with the questions. Abby, what's in the vein of like cargo shorts, in the spirit of cargo shorts, what's something that you would prefer a man not to wear? Abby?
Undershirts that are longer than their regular shirts.
Yeah, good. It looks kind of sloppy, right?
I hate that.
Okay. Yeah. Amanda, what about you? What's something that you would prefer a man not to wear?
Those really, really tight shorts.
Okay. Well, you would not be Phillip's friend. Christine, what's something that you would prefer a man not to wear?
Tank tops, for sure.
Really? How come?
You know, I don't know. It just kind of goes back to that. They used to call them wife beater tank tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it still get called that? I mean, in our current culture, can we call them that? I never liked that one.
I don't think that's probably appropriate now, but, you know, years ago, it probably was.
I never liked it back then because I'm sure there were plenty of reasonable people wearing wife beaters, and they did no such thing.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be labeled like that? All right, next up. Abby, you're going to have to make this answer up, okay?
All right.
What was the best part of your pregnancy? Or I'll ask you, and hopefully this isn't like a sensitive subject for anybody. Are you looking forward to having kids, Abby?
We have not been preventing for about 8 years, I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
I think the delivery would probably be the coolest part, or maybe one of the ultrasounds. I don't know.
Okay. One's probably a lot less painful. Amanda, what about for you? What was the best part of being pregnant?
So is this really the best part, or are we kind of being devil's advocate here?
No, like what was the best part? What did you enjoy most about it?
Not having to give a reason why I get to eat what I eat.
Nice.
Okay. Christine, what about you? What was the best part about being pregnant?
Absolutely eating the craziest foods I could eat.
Nice.
All right. Abby, man, I had another pregnancy question. All right, so I'll go. Abby, what job could you never do?
Well, I tried it, and I still could never do it. I was an OBGYN for 3 months.
What about it couldn't you do?
100-hour week.
Ooh, that's a lot.
You shouldn't have to do any job for that.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm on 105.5.
Yeah, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Amanda, what job could you never do?
What job? I would say work for our local library doing janitorial.
Okay. Would you rather do, if you had to pick one, would you rather do janitorial at a fast food restaurant or the library?
Fast food. Okay. My father-in-law works for the janitorial down at the public libraries, and he goes from library to library. And some of the things that he sees. No thanks.
Yeah. Christine, what about you? What's a job you could never do?
I could never be a porta potty cleaner.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Do I have like they've got those trucks around and go and clean up, so to speak.
Okay. Yeah. Abby, you hold on. We're going to get you qualified for Vegas. And Amanda and Christine, one last question for each of you. Amanda, what was the oddest body change you experienced during your many pregnancies?
So the oddest one that I experienced has to be my butt.
What happened?
It grew probably 5 times the size. Like, I was a frame of a size, like, 1 to 3.
Right.
Now I'm a plus size.
Okay.
And, like, my butt just continually grew. Like, I don't understand how that could happen, but it definitely did.
Christine, what about you? What was the oddest body change you went through when you were pregnant?
Actually, the size of my feet went up, like, 3 sizes.
And did they, like, shrink back down?
They did.
Okay, cool. Christine and Amanda, thank you for calling in today. Have a good rest of your week, ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
8:23 with the morning reboot.
Those are good questions today.
Thank you, thank you. The in the spirit of the cargo shorts question came from a friend of mine. She works for Frito-Lay and has to go to all kinds of stores. Mm-hmm. And Walmart forced them to get an app to do business. And because most of the workers wouldn't do business on their phone, the company gave them phones. So now she has her phone, the company phone, and like some kind of machine to do orders. I'm like,
oh, I know. Yeah, I've seen those before.
You need cargo shorts.
It looks like a phone, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you ever wear cargo shorts?
I have a pair. I don't wear them anymore. I think I phased myself out at like 22.
It's 8:23. I don't know why we're whispering. There might be an engagement ring in a dog's poop, in a dog's bowel movement. We'll get to this, and we want to hear your lost ring stories. If you can't call in, it's already up on our Q105 Facebook page. We'll get to that in less than 15 minutes. 8:36 on the morning reboot with Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. If you want to get the entire show song free, commercial free, you have to wait till it's over, and we'll have the podcast posted for you. You can get the link right now if you want. Text Eric, E-R-I-C, to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Hang on to that number as well so you can call and tell us about the time you lost your ring, engagement ring, wedding ring. I guess you really only want to talk about it if you can laugh about it, if it's a good story, including you found it.
Yeah.
This came up because hopefully you caught yesterday's show with my friend Katie, who is a mom-to-be, but also a recovering heroin addict who was in the lowest parts of addiction you could ever think about. Jail, sleeping in her car, kicked out of her, basically like disowned by her family. But now Katie's about to be a mom. She brought this up because I mentioned she's been engaged to Tommy for quite some time now. And I remember seeing her ring, and I looked at her hand yesterday. I'm like, are your fingers too big? Are your fingers too small to wear your ring? And she said this. Wait, let me see your hand. Your ring doesn't fit anymore, does it?
Oh, no.
I lost it.
What?
I lost it.
How did that happen?
So, our dog has ate 3 baseball gloves so far since James started playing. So
James is Tommy's son?
Yes. So I went out and got a new glove, and I was trying to break it in before he had his game, but I couldn't wear my ring inside the glove and like throwing the baseball into it and trying whatever. So I set it on the table. I remember setting it on the table, right? And we have a cat and a dog. Cat likes to knock stuff off the table. Aww. Like, I remember seeing it there the night before, and the next morning when I woke up, I start like looking around the table like, gotta find this. The
cat and dog tag teamed it.
Did the dog eat it?
He might have. Yeah. I tried looking through his poop.
The poop?
And I'm like pregnant and dog poop and...
I realize you might now be intimidated, and your story will not be better than Katie's, where it could have been lost in dog excrement, but lost your ring, 419-240-1055. Let's see if this is for that or looking for another person. Hi, who's this?
It's Jimmy.
Hi, James.
Oh, my God, I'm in trouble. You call me James.
Hi, James. have you lost your ring before?
Yes. I don't know how it happened. We was at Cedar Point, and next thing you know, after about two or three rides, I'm looking at my finger. Oh my God, it's gone! And don't know how it came off my hand.
It's gone.
Yeah, but it was so. I was really sad because it was silver with rainbow on the edges. Mm. It was really pretty.
Right.
Next thing I know, about a year later, we were at Shipshawana on a road. They come to Toledo every year.
Yeah.
And he found the same ring.
That's crazy.
And he surprised me with it, and then he engraved, I love you, on it.
I would have engraved, don't lose it.
I would have done the same thing.
Well, the thing is, I don't wear it to work, and if we go to Cedar Point or on a boat or anything, no, I don't wear it.
Wow. What a neat story.
Yeah, and I mean, the exact same ring.
So does that mean it was like, kind of like a cheap ring?
No.
He said no.
How much was it? Do you know?
How much was it? It was probably in the 80s.
$80,000?
$80.
I mean, that's not too bad. Like, that's replaceable, but yeah. I get it. Like, there's a lot of meaning behind it. But what a neat story. Thanks, Jimmy. James.
Bye.
See you, buddy. 419-240-1055. Have you lost your ring before?
I wonder if anyone just lost a ring just, like, walking. Like, you know how your arms move, and then all of a sudden your ring just, bloop, and, like, as your, like, arms are swinging, you, like, you hear it. You know when you drop something? And you hear it, you're like, oh, I hear where it fell. And you go to the area, you're like, and it's all there on the other side of the room. Like, I wonder if, like, they heard it, like, fall at the mall.
Do people wear, like, rings that loosely?
I don't know, but, like, if you're moving, you can just wiggle down past the knuckle, I guess, and it just goes flying. I've worn, like, stuff before and it went flying. I wonder if, like, nothing so dramatic as, like, the cat or dog ate it, but, like, I was just casually walking and my search became a search party. Like, did a cluster of people start helping you look for your ring? Because that's a symbol. Although symbols can be replaced, but that, like...
Yeah, that's all it is.
But I'm just like... I know a coworker who dropped their ring down the drain.
I'm sure that's a pretty common story.
Yes.
419-240-1055. You've lost your ring. It's a bad story. We really want to hear it. If it's a good story, we want to hear it. But it's a bad story. We really want to hear it. Engagement ring or wedding ring.
What do you think the worst scenario of this is? Could be. Like, if you think about it.
I lost the ring because a lion bit my finger.
See, I thought Jimmy's was good. Like, Cedar Point, you're never going to get that. Like, if you're in a ride, can you imagine just... You're never getting that back if you lose it somewhere like that.
Nope. Mm. And not in the pipes, probably, either.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it goes person by person. Is it the emotional value that you've lost, or is it the financial value? And I guess depending how much the person paid for the ring, it might be more of a financial loss than an emotional one, because it's just a thing. And I know that it's symbolic of your union, but it can be replaced, maybe not by the same thing, but by something similar. I always... 419
text messages. That's what I'm reading, yeah, because they're like, showing up there.
419-240-1055. One of the things that has loomed in my mind, if I ever did meet that someone, I mean, it ain't happening now. I won't let it happen. I don't know.
Aww.
Like, I'm not a marriage person, because to me, that's just a legal document, and there's the wedding. You would have a wedding, fine, but marriage. I don't wear jewelry.
I guess.
I've worn necklaces at times before, but I've never had anything on my hands.
That would be weird if you're not a jewelry person, and they present you with the ring. Like, do you just enjoy it for that moment, and then... But, like...
What if I
think they would understand, though,
they
have to. If they're proposing to you and they know you never wear a ring. I know some people put their ring around their neck.
I don't wear that either.
So I don't know. See, I'm not a jewelry person either, so that would freak me out.
What if I met a Samantha or a Victoria, and we were, you know, 9/10 of the way through this relationship, and being together forever was inevitable. And I agreed, I conceded to get married, or at least she needed a symbol of it, and that symbol was wearing a ring. And if I don't wear it, she leaves. I believe the Spanish term is adios.
I think you'd be like, bye.
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
This is Abby again.
Hi, Abby. Have you lost your ring?
No, but I was going to talk about my husband who never wanted to wear his wedding ring.
Okay.
So he's never worn anything on his hands, just a regular old guy, athletic. And he said, just get me the cheapest ring. You know, I said, you're going to have to wear it on the wedding day. Like, you're going to have to get pictures with it. I need that to happen. I don't need you to wear it every day. I just need you to wear it on the wedding day. So he says, get me the cheapest thing you can find. I said, okay. I go to Kmart. I said, give me the biggest ring you have, because he's got real big hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she goes, okay, but this one's really cheap, and it's kind of sharp on the edges, and it's pretty thin. And I was like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's $64. I'm like, all right, jackpot. Here we go. You know, and mine costs, of course, you know, in the thousands, but, well, the pair did. But he wore it for like 4 years and then completely quit and will never wear it again.
Why did he wear it for so long if he was so averse to it?
I don't understand that part. I don't know.
Hmm. I saw it not that long ago. I was at Dick's, and I guess for people who are constantly or very, very active, they have those black rubber rings that you can wear.
Yeah,
and
they're
like $20.
Yeah, yeah. No, he wasn't into those. I asked.
Okay. All right, Abby. Thanks for the call. What did we get on the text?
It was boo. It just shut down on me. It says I lost my ring the day after my husband proposed. It was too big and slid off my finger while washing laundry. Ooh, you're never getting that bad, girl.
Well, maybe. I mean, could be in the washer.
It changed just sits at the washing machine.
Could be in the house somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. That's cute, though, that Abby's man did wear the ring for 4 years and then took it off. I was like, nope.
I couldn't let it be a... If I met that person and I went that far, we would have to get to a compromise.
But you're marrying the person, not the ring, right? You don't necessarily need a ring to get married,
right.
do you?
But if she was, like, adamant about it, boy, that'd be a lot to get through.
That would be.
I'd figure it out. Hi, who's this?
Nate.
Hi, Nate.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, friend.
You're up kind of early for a second shifter.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Meeting family for breakfast. Hey, though, you mentioned those black rubber bands that you can get at Dick's and stuff.
Yeah.
My supervisor found out the hard way that apparently that means you're a swinger.
Oh, because it's color-coded.
Right.
They're usually black.
I guess he had to get, like, a gray one because I guess black...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Nate, how do you know about this world? But no, I know what he's talking about. I've heard it before.
Yeah.
I never would have crossed my mind, like, proposing or putting a ring on my partner or whoever to think that, like, hey, we're inviting a third in.
Nate, did he
right.
did he swing?
No, he doesn't. That's he found out the hard way when someone proposed, you know, a third option. They were like, what?
That's funny.
Where are you going for breakfast?
The waffle.
Oh, okay. Have a good time.
Enjoy the waffle.
Thanks, Nate. Nate's a long time intelligent listener of the show.
From Monclova.
Maybe, in addition to the gray ring, he also had a yellow bandana in his back pocket.
Mm.
I used to know the color coding system.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, like top, bottom, and all that stuff.
Not helping your heterosexual cause.
That's fine. 8:47 with the morning reboot. Jennifer Aniston on the Friends reunion and why she's changed her answer and a popular show renewed on Netflix before 9.
Q101, Sylvania, Toledo, a Cumulus station.
901, good morning. It's the morning reboot. My friend Allie from Fox 36, you'll know her face, but more so, Good Grief of Northwest Ohio. Allie will be by soon. We'll talk about what they have going on next week. I bought my ticket for the event at Smokey's this morning. I want to get to a couple of quick entertainment stories, and we'll call it a day for that. And as I try to dig up the Jennifer Aniston story, we just played Taylor Swift. Apparently, Katy Perry extended an olive branch to Taylor Swift. They've had a feud going back for quite some time. I think they were stealing each other's backup dancers or singers. Then Taylor did Bad Blood. In her Tuesday post, Katy Perry simply stated, "Let's be friends," in the text that accompanied a picture of a plate of chocolate chip cookies surrounded by two peace signs and peace at last. Do you believe it? Do you buy it?
I buy it. I mean, I believe. I believe they, it's this tween beef has ran its course. Like, this so unseasoned fight has ran its course.
It's like, you can be petty in your 20s, but once you hit 30, right, it's like, I ain't got time for this.
Like, you're like, honestly, your fan base is growing with you, and we're just, I don't care about a fight. Just give me some, like, Katie, you've been womp. This new single is giving me everything I need for the summer. But, like, the past few is just like, girl, so if this is something, like, if they can do a duet, because we haven't had a good female pop duet in forever. I don't even think, I can't even say off the top of my head the last one.
Ariana and somebody? Yeah, you're right. Nothing comes to my head.
Maybe, like, Bang Bang?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the last, that's the one I could think of. If you could know something else, text me. But, I mean, if this is something... We need, and I was actually talking about this some of the in pop music now, it's dominated by dudes right now. It truly is.
It always has been, though.
Well, it is, but like, you, we get those spurts where, like, oh, these girls are just banging out these hits. Like, we haven't had one. So, like, if this is an olive branch to be like, hey, put me on your album. Hey, I'll put you on my album. Do it. We need it. I mean,
maybe
the beat for this fight has ran its course. I mean, girl, you did the Super Bowl literally 4 years ago. We don't care about the damn shark.
Maybe with Katy Perry, she decided it's time to put some good energy out there.
Right.
And because that'll help her get another hit, which she's not had in quite
some
time.
She's not had, but like this new one, though, I'm getting.
No, it probably is her best song in quite some time.
I love it.
Maybe it'll be the song of the summer. Another couple of quick stories. Russian Doll, which I think we mentioned last week.
Mm-hmm. We did actually talk it up last week.
It's the girl who's like, it's got a Groundhog Day feel to it. She just keeps repeating.
What is her name?
I don't remember, but I know people really enjoyed it. It's been renewed for a second season on Netflix.
It's not Natasha something, is it?
Is that because it's Russian and Natasha and Russian? Vitaly?
Natasha Lyonne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston has changed her words, but maybe not her heart, when it comes to a Friends reunion. Let me just jump ahead here. The actress in the past has been quick to shut down the reunion rumors, and she said... Well, no was getting me nowhere, and maybe was getting me nowhere, so I thought I'd try yes, and I'll see what would happen. But she said she really has no idea. There's no plans in the immediate future. That said, when questioned if fans should get over the idea, she suggested an alternative. Stay excited, and possibly something will happen. Again, putting good vibes out there. Her comments came after she made those on the Ellen Show last week. At the time, she said she and her former co-stars would do it. Anything can happen while she was on the show. But she's so true. It's like... Yeah. Like,
that's a lot of people to get together. Because that was a huge cast.
Sure. And they're busy. And...
Are they?
I think they are. Okay. I mean,
David Schwimmer is.
It's kind of like when I hear quotes from athletes. You know, we just got to play better tomorrow. We gotta work harder. All these cliches. It's similar with celebrities. Like, they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. So I love her thought of, like, no wasn't working, so let me try with yes or something else. So I appreciate that.
I like that, yeah.
We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm, Pennsylvania. Hashtag some pig. What is good grief of Northwest Ohio? Hang on just a couple of minutes, and we will have a local famous person talk about it and invite you to next Wednesday's event. There's something in the way you... Hi, it's Q105. I promise we're here. 9:19 on the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. We're glad you're here. If you've missed any part of the show, get the podcast. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get that podcast link for today's show right around 10 o'clock. So you can go back to and repeatedly listen to the guest we're about to introduce. Her name is Mrs. Sonsenbacher.
No.
Did I get that right?
No.
Is that the NFL guy who came in?
Yes.
I would then know. I don't sport.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm Allie.
That's
who I am. Allie. I'm my own person.
Sure you are. Sure, you're Mrs. Dane. This is Allie Hosfeld.
I got you.
From Fox Toledo. She is the face of Fox Toledo. She is all over your TV.
She tells you about
your half-off hookups.
Oh, gosh. I don't like that job title.
What do you want to be called?
Just...
Retired TV reporter? You did retire.
Kind of.
Yes.
I just do, like, promotions
just
now.
The face of Toledo?
No, do I don't like... I don't want to be called the face of anything. I don't think I deserve that title.
You do deserve it.
Well, no, I'm not. That wasn't like looking for a compliment. Really
no. But I'm like, you tell people what's going on around.
Yeah.
You are Toledo's tour guide.
Oh,
does that work?
Yeah.
There we go.
The funny thing is, when I told the mayor, because I used to do the city beat, that I was taking this job, he said, I want to be the face of something. And I was
like, you are.
Dude, you are.
Oh, by the way, they raised the pride flag today in the shape of Nick Comives. 9 o'clock, that happened.
It's my fan moving.
Yeah.
My coffee.
Allie is not here to tell you that she's the face of Fox Toledo.
No, I'm not.
She's here for other reasons. You've heard on the air here before, Dorothy from Good Grief of Northwest Ohio. Dorothy's been on numerous times with us, and we're a week away from an event that's happening at Smokey's Barbecue next week, which we'll get to.
Shorty's.
Sorry.
Shorty's back 40.
Sorry. All the barbecue places, they run together to me. I apologize. We'll get to that in a minute. But Allie's here because Allie is a volunteer with Good Grief. And to get a different perspective of what goes on at that great organization, I turn it over to you.
Yeah. So I've been a facilitator is what we're called.
Oh, man. You in these terms.
I mean, so basically it's a peer support group. So right. Like, I'm not telling. I work with the kids that are 7 to 9. They're called mm-hmm. the middles group. There's a bunch of different groups. A lot of kids in my group have lost parents. So I work with that group and I'm a facilitator, and basically it's a peer support group. So they're supporting each other and I kind of just facilitate conversation. But these kids, I mean, could you imagine being, 7 years old and your dad dies in a car accident and then you have to go back to school? And I mean, kids that age,
they face the world and you're like, what?
Yeah. And kids that age don't get it. I mean, like, they don't understand death at all. Not only the kid that's going through it, but like their classmates. So then they're asking, they get asked weird questions at school.
I'll say one of our kids' parents just passed, and the kids are like, why is your mom always coming? Why is your mom, where's your dad? And when you ask a kid where their dad is, it goes in their head, and they're just like, they know, but they're just like, they don't know. They don't have the verbiage for it.
It's like unintended bullying in a way.
It's just curiosity, because they don't know any better themselves.
Mm-hmm. So Good Grief helps kids and teens who have lost loved ones, family members of all kinds. How did you initially get involved, and why did you decide to volunteer to be a facilitator?
So when I was in college, one of my friends was murdered and it was devastating for me. But I went through that with all of my friends and they were kind of like my peer support group. So 2 summers ago, I was doing a story when I worked for WTOL with Good Grief. It was like for the Marathon Classic. We got to pick a charity and had to do a story on it. So I picked Good Grief and I met Dorothy and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And it's so different and something that is needed. There's so much grief going around and people don't talk about grief. It's like a weird, thing. It's like someone dies and then, you get sympathy for a week and then people are like, okay, you over it now type of thing. Right. So I really felt that was just so something that I was being called to and something that I wanted to get involved in. And, I've seen these kids grow so much and it has been such a rewarding experience for me. I know it's not about me, but, I am better talking to people about death. It's a really uncomfortable topic.
Yeah.
Like anytime I tell someone my friend was murdered, they're it's a really awkward thing.
We talk about this all the time. Floyd and I are a lot alike, where we kind of stutter and stammer when death comes up. The common thing is to go, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And
you're
And I told you my story. My best friend, we roommates for forever, and I was like, why has your mom never come around? And I'm a grown man. You know what I mean? I'm an adult. I can process death.
Yeah.
And I was like, why has your mom never come around? And he goes, oh, because she's dead. And I go, oh, man, I'm sorry. And then he just rebutted with, why did you kill her? And that was, and it stuck with me. And I go, I should probably never say that to anyone ever again. Because you know what I mean? Because everyone processes stuff differently. And for me, I was like, from now, mind your business, Floyd. You know what I mean? It's just one of those situations.
Allie, what was your grief like when you went through that with your friend?
I mean, it was devastating. Obviously, the way that she died was, unique and something that I never expected to go through as a, college sorority girl. I thought that, the world revolved around me at that point. So it was crazy and just, I still go through waves of grief. But I had friends that I would consider really close friends that did not say one thing to me. And, you know, I ended up talking to them about it later, and I don't hold grudges. I'm not, like, I knew that they probably just felt awkward, and they're like, we didn't know what to say.
Right.
And I'm just like, can you imagine being 7 years old, but then dealing with that same thing with your friends, but then those kids, like, really don't know what to say, and then when they do say something, it's like, well, you know, where's your dad? Yeah. Like, at this daddy-daughter dance or something like that. So Good Grief gives them, like, a community where they can talk about those kinds of things with other kids that are going through the same thing. And they stand up for each other, which is the coolest thing. Like, I have goosebumps because these kids have just amazed me this entire year. There's about 10 kids in my group. And, you know, they'll stand up for each other or offer each other advice because some of them are a little further on in the process and have already gone through something like that. And some of them, you know, the death is really fresh.
It has to be a way of, with these kids communicating together through the peer support, it has to normalize something that, as we've just explained, is very odd for even adults to deal with, death.
And, yeah.
You know, they put it into their own words and their own feelings.
Yeah. I mean, we try to just, like, you know, this is their reality.
Yeah.
So we try to meet them where they are. You know, we actually don't use, like lost a loved one or passed away. We use died, you know, like, who died? Because it's their reality, and sometimes it's hard for them to, like, grasp, you know, that they're not coming back.
And sometimes when you use, like, words like passed or, like, lost a loved one, they can sense the disgenuineness in it. They're kind of just like, you're just another person talking to me. You know,
yeah.
And kids do process stuff like that. No matter how old you are as a child, or, like, no matter how young you are as a child, you can always tell when someone's being real with you. Or, like, if you're just using safe words, like,
yeah,
in their head they're just like, they died, they're never coming back, I know this.
Yeah.
They when you're up front with them.
Yeah. So we go around at the very beginning, and it's called opening circle, and so everyone says their name, who died, and how they died. So we get, like, right into so, you know, some kids, they are allowed to pass, you know, if they aren't feeling it that day, or, you know, don't want to share. But, you know, we get right into it, and it's just, like, the reality, and then we try to meet them where they are.
Allie from Fox 36, and more importantly for this segment, Good Grief of Northwest Ohio. The event is next Wednesday night at Shorty's.
Shorty's, yes.
It's called Discovering Good Grief, correct?
Yes, correct. So, if you want to be a volunteer, or you honestly just want to learn more about Good Grief, I could talk about Good Grief all day, but I don't think that enough people know about Good Grief in the community. You know, people are dealing with death and grief every single day. So if you are, you know, a mental health professional and you want to learn more about it, so then you can recommend someone to Good Grief, or you want to volunteer, this will be a good time to do it. I'll be there, and we kind of are going to do, like, a mock group. So I'll be, like, facilitating people and showing them, like, what we do in group.
It's $25. There's a cash bar. There's obviously good food from Shorty's. Find out more about the event, and the money is a small price. The dollar is a small price to pay, because one of the best things about Good Grief is it's completely free, correct?
Yes. Yes. So these families come every other Tuesday, and then we feed them. So they get a meal. You know, it's nice for them. A lot of times it's, you know, a mom who has two kids and, you know, lost, dad died. And it's like, okay, well, dinner is that much more stressful because not only are you having to provide for your family, but then you got to figure out, you know, how to put food on the table and you've got a million things going on. So it's nice we feed them and then have that group. But if you aren't able to make the event next Wednesday, we're also doing volunteer training in August. So if you reach out to Shayna with Good Grief. And I mean, I think that there's no better place to volunteer. It's very, like, hands-on, and you know that you're really making a difference with these kids.
Do you know the website offhand?
It's goodgriefnwo.org.
Just give it a Google. Easy to find the event, much more about it. There's also a big breakfast that happens in November. That's the big fundraiser for the year, right?
Yes, yes. My mom drives an hour and 45 minutes at 5 a.m. to come to that breakfast because I make her.
In other important news, when's Dane going to get a ring out for you?
Have
we talked about that? Really?
I'm sweating. We're not going to talk about that.
I know. Like, really?
My little sister did just get engaged this past weekend, so that's exciting for her. So I know. And her boyfriend have been dating for 6 years, so this is my way of changing the subject.
You mean pressuring Dane to get on?
No.
I got you.
Thank you.
Stop it.
You got any work stuff to give me?
There you go.
Any work gossip?
Work gossip?
Yeah.
What kind of work gossip are you looking for? I don't think I have anything.
Look at his Rolodex just turning in his head right
now.
I know,
my hands are sweating.
Don't be scared. It's okay.
I'll tell you, I'll finish our conversation that was off the air. I know, like, your sweeps are over. I know Melissa's been on vacation. And then Friday morning, we watched you guys in the morning. Friday morning, I look up and Tim's gone. Ariel was away. I was like, they were all fine. Like, I think Tyler's really good.
Uh-huh.
He's really good. But it was like watching a different channel because there were so many unfamiliar faces.
See, I don't work in the newsroom anymore. I work up on like the sales floor upstairs. Yeah. So I don't like, I only
What's
go-
What's more stressful, the sales floor
oh,
or the
newsroom? Oh, the
newsroom
100%. Really? Okay.
I think the sales would be like, you know what I mean?
Oh.
No, no.
Kelly was also on Hybretter from who's usually doing the weekends with Jenna, and she was doing weather. And I messaged her. I was like, "Hey,
is that my chili cook-off nemesis?"
That's why I brought it up.
Your nemesis,
my chili cook-off nemesis.
I said, "Hi." I said, "Boy, you know Vickers looks great in not a suit today." And she's like, "You mean Miss Chili Queen?" I'm like,
"Oh!" She threw it back in your face.
Wow. I didn't know there was a rivalry there.
Oh, there is now.
Well, I didn't know.
I make a pretty mean chili. Should I
join our team?
Yeah. Join us.
No.
What?
I start my own team.
Well,
I
have no problem with Kelly and WTOL winning like several awards at the Chili Cook-Off. Apparently this happens every year, but I know this was our first year. But Amanda Faye is one of the judges.
Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
People complain about city government and all the free parking stuff. Let's fix the Chili Cook-Off. Where, you know,
I don't even know when the chili cook-off is. I've never been to the chili
March?
Cook-off, and I love the
Did
I
it
love
just
chili.
That already?
March.
It was so cold
flies.
Out.
Time flies.
So wait 8 months and then start complaining about this again.
No.
When we're getting closer.
This is like a monthly
year-long complaining.
Collectively, our age is 7. We are still mad about this.
Okay.
What other? So since you're not doing reporter stuff, and it's just face of Fox Toledo stuff, or whatever you want to call it, lady on the TV, what else do you have coming up?
So right now, the World Cup is on Fox, so I'm doing this really cool segment with a local all-girls soccer club, GTFC nice. Impact. It's like all about empowering these little girls, and they're the cutest little things I've ever seen. So they, you know, are talking about, you know, how cool it is that the girls on the women's national team were like once in their shoes. So I do a segment every Thursday with them until the World Cup's over.
Very nice.
So, yeah, and then St. Jude Dream Home is taking up a bunch of my time, too.
Yeah, I see the promos for it and everything.
Yeah, I'm just everywhere.
You are, but mostly on the TV.
Yeah, well, no, in person. Here I am, right here.
You are here.
I had a little trouble finding you guys, but I'm here.
What was the tricky? We always occasionally, like I'd say, half the guests that we have coming get a little twisted coming over here. What about it was tricky?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting it to like come right after that curve, and then I drove right past the sign.
Okay.
And then I turned around in the church parking lot down there.
So I was 15 minutes from my interview here.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I promise I'm here. I see the sign and the logo. Where do I go? And they're like, turn down the street. I ended up at UTMC.
Oh.
Like just driving. I didn't know because I thought this driveway was for the apartment. So it's right. Like, you guys, I'm by the Radisson right now. And they're like, oh, you need to go over the fence. I'm like, huh? So I feel your pain.
No, I messaged Eric this morning. I was like, where are you guys? Because I am such an anxious person that like I like to know where exactly I'm going. Mm-hmm. And if I haven't been there before, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even like picture this in my mind. But then he was like, well, just Google it. But then I like, even the address, I was like, what the heck?
We have people come and call in and like, where are you guys located? And I'll be like explaining my situation, how to get here, which is easy. He's like, or tell him just to Google it. And like sometimes people are like, did someone just yell Google it in the background?
He sent me like a sassy emoji with it too. And I was like, dude, now that I've been here, I'm like, don't tell me to Google it.
Yeah, once you've been here before, it's easy. But like once you're like, could you see the our marquee first?
And I was
like,
so distracted by all of the apartments. I just didn't know that, you know, you need to turn in there.
Sketchy apartments.
I don't know. I didn't really look at them much.
It's fine.
I'm not going to call these apartment complexes out on the air.
Right, you're a high-profile local media personality. I will. Katie, who was here yesterday, when she was doing a podcast with us one night, she looked over. She's like,
oh, she's the one who made that comment?
She's like, that's one of the few places I never bought heroin. Like, okay.
Whoa.
It's an epidemic.
I'm sure the people that live there love it.
I'm sure they do as well. And if I lived there, I would walk to work.
Not heroin. Like, oh, my gosh.
I was like, huh?
Good to see you.
She's never coming back.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I will come back.
Shorties, next Wednesday night, $25, Discovering Good Grief.
5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Or until Allie and I shut it down.
Yeah, I'll be there the entire time. I'll be there from 5 to 8.
I kind of want to come after work.
Yeah, come.
Let's go. Let's go.
Maybe you should come.
Yeah, you should come. 9:35, more to come on this show here on Q105. Q105.